Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome in on this Sunday morning here to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. Going to be talking with owner and founder Vince Sanders in just a minute. Also talk to Dr. Jesse Lopez, and we'll get some other information from him concerning CBD and how he uses it in his practice over there at the American Shaman Clinics and CBD. One, of course, at 110th and Metcalf in Overland Park, and one coming soon to Leawood there at 117th and Row. So we'll talk to him about those. But first of all, we're going to get Vince Sanders in here. And Vince talked a little bit last week about the overview of CBD American Shaman, how you do things. You do them right. It's third-party tested, and it is a continuing process, as we learned last week as well. Talk to us a little bit about what is going on with Valid Care. Explain what that is and how CBD American Shaman is using that to just make sure that people are getting the correct formulas in their CBD.
Yeah, this is a really neat deal. So a company called Valid Care that actually comes from human studies from Big Pharma saw a need for CBD and cannabinoid-based studies. So they approached some of the larger CBD companies. I signed on, Elixinol signed on, and Gencana. So three of the largest CBD companies have all signed on, and we're making an app available to all of our consumers where they can simply go on their phone, type it in, and list, and it's completely private. You don't have to put your information. It's all HIPAA compliant. Why you're using it, what you're using, how often you're using it, and what you're seeing. So this is data that we can use to compile hundreds of thousands of testimonials, good or bad, whatever that may be, that we can use for to point an arrow towards research for CBD companies or for potentially big pharma companies might look at it and say, hey, there's something here, universities. But more importantly for us is that we'll have a lot of data that we can present to the FDA to say, hey, there's 200,000 entries here. This is what we're seeing. We realize these aren't human studies done in a controlled group, but there's a lot of anecdotal information here that was collectively brought to us by consumers. And here it is. Dig through it. See what you see, to add validity to what they're hearing, in at least some type of controlled format.
Right. And there's a couple of things here that really jump out at me. Number one, most companies are very secretive. Okay. Like, they're very, very narrow and are so afraid stuff will get out, and the whole thing. But here you are working with two of the other largest CBD companies in the entire country to get this stuff out there because Absolutely. You want to make sure that you're doing it right.
We are. And we're lobbying a couple of the others, trying to get them on board because the data is great for the entire industry. I mean, to the guys who are going to use it properly, it's extremely valuable.
Yeah, right. So that's very important for you. And we always talk about CBD at CBD American Shaman. Everything is third party tested. And that is really important because it's an independent testing group that is doing the testing. It's not just CBD American Shaman doing it. Yep. It is somebody on the outside to make sure, everything is working and working properly. So you gather all that data. You say an app is coming to your phone. It's mm-hmm. going to be a little bit like the My Chart is in medicine, right. So, and it is HIPAA qualified, so it's going to be very private. So that's important as well, because no one wants to put that information out there if they think it's going to be compromised.
Correct. Yeah. Nobody wants their private information shared.
Right.
Yeah.
So what else is going on at CBD American Shaman? I know you basically have You travel all the time.
I do.
Okay. I don't know how often you're home, but it's not very often. You're going to all parts of the country. What are some of the things you're exploring now as far as CBD American Shaman is and what may be in the future for this company?
Some of the biggest things we're exploring are human trials for different ailments that we've seen a lot of promise in. We are working with the University of Kentucky, and we're also talking to the Kansas University for some different human trials right now. And then we are doing a sleep study on our own. We're applying for first stage FDA to do a first stage human trial. It looks promising that they'll allow us to do it, so we're really excited about that. But the science is where it all comes down to. You know, you got to remove the guesswork. You know, we've been doing this long enough with enough people that we have a pretty darn good idea what we're doing. But when we start doing, you know, double-blind studies that are in controlled groups, then we'll know for sure. You know, we'll have the crosshairs on exactly what each cannabinoid's doing and what it's doing for different, you know, ailments or things that people are suffering for, so that we can custom make products specific to that.
Right. So what do the universities do for you at that point? how do they, what is their input into this?
So their input is they will completely do the study. So it's a third party study. You know, we couldn't taint the results. So they'll take it. Usually it's their PhD students that'll run these type of things. And we'll get together. They do a lot of it for Big Pharma, and we're just kind of following that model. That this is what we need done. We have a study written. These are the formulas and that we need it done within. And we hand it off to them. And at that point, whatever comes from it, good, bad, or otherwise, is completely independent.
Right. And then what are you hearing back for them as they continue on with their studies?
Well, this is all new, so we're not far enough to say. You know, in a year, we'll have some good data. But, you know, just the idea that we can get universities to do this with us is an enormous change, right? I mean, to get their head around that, hey, this has some real promise and is something that we would like to be involved in. Is a 180 from not very long ago.
Right. And because they'd really like to be at the forefront too. They'd like to be out at the pointy end of the stick on this deal too and get in with the, with CBD, something that is basically new. I know you discovered it back in 2012. I hadn't even heard of CBD a year ago.
Right.
So for me, it's a little bit different, but the CBD, the idea of CBD and CBD and hemp has been around for
as long as man,
years,
right?
Okay, but we've never really known how to use it or how to extract it or how to do the things that to bring it to the forefront to help people out. So the universities would really like to be in the front of this, wouldn't they?
They are. Yeah, they're pretty excited about it. And virtually every department within the university, from psychiatric to pain management to oncology, they're all on board. They all have ideas of their – what's really neat is they have ideas for studies. So they're pitching us, hey, what about this? What about that?
There's
an open dialogue where we're taking their ideas. It's not just driven by us. If they have something that makes sense, it's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, you bet. We're talking with Vin Sanders, of course, the owner and founder of CBD American Shaman. You're listening to CBD and You. CBD is just wonderful. Works on me. It's worked on my arthritic fingers. I also have a bad arch in my foot. I'm all walking around. I rub it on there. I rub it on my fingers. My wife, Sarah, has gone through non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And as one of the results of coming out of the chemotherapy, after six chemotherapies, she is totally clear, which is great. She has no cancer in her system, and that's just wonderful. But one of the offspring of going through chemotherapies is she gets neuropathy in both her hands and feet. Doctors say it'll take her maybe 6 months to a year before all that neuropathy leaves. That's the tingling and the numbness in your hands and feet. She rubs on the topical cream every day and night, and she has had very, very little problem with a neuropathy. So folks, this stuff, it works. We've talked about the extraction method. We did that last week with Vin Sanders, and how they are getting this more and more scientific to bring it to more of a specific type area for you. And I think that is huge for, you know, CBD American Shaman and for people to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, as you go on and do this, you take the guesswork out of this, and I think that's the most important part for everybody out there.
The more we can marry science with, you know, traditional plant-based, you know,
sure.
healing, if you will, the further along we'll all be.
Right. And folks, don't forget, they are finding out new things every week, and that's why we are on every week with Vince Sanders and Dr. Jesse Lopez, and we're talking to retired NFL players who really are the guys who have the aches and pains and are trying to get through it without using ibuprofen and acetaminophen, certainly not opiates. They want to be able to take care of something natural, put something natural in their system, whether it's the drops, whether it's the tincture, whether it's using a topical cream with the nanotechnology that gets in under the skin. They want to do it, and they want to do it pain-free, and they want to be pain-free, and this is the way to do it in the most healthy way.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think everybody wants to live a pain-free life, right?
Yeah.
I always tell people, you really know what CBD does once you're used to taking it, and then allow yourself to run out. You know, the human mind kind of adjusts to whatever its current normal is, and you kind of forget how you used to feel. And then after a couple of weeks of not using it, you're like, God, I feel terrible. What's going on? Then you're like, oh, yeah, I haven't taken my CBD.
I haven't taken it. That's exactly right. That's when you do – it's almost like not taking an over-counter pain reliever. As soon as you quit taking it, a couple hours later, and all of a sudden you're in pain again.
Correct.
Same thing with this. You don't have to do this every hour. I'm saying, you do this twice a day. Do it once in the morning when you get up, once just before you go to bed, and you're going to be in great shape, folks.
Yep.
It's going to help you sleep, too. So that's the important thing. Vince, we appreciate you being in today. Vince Sanders, of course, the owner and the founder of CBD American Shaman, brings us this fine program, CBD and You, as we get the information out to you. Coming up next, Dr. Jesse Lopez, of course, from the American Shaman CBD American Shaman Clinic and CBD. He's going to talk to us about utilizing CBD in the body, and his is all about body, mind, and spirit, how it ties everything together with he has a multi-pronged approach to his practice, and we will talk to him about that. And that's all coming up next, right here on CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. Welcome back to CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman. We have Dr. Jesse Lopez in again this Sunday morning. And Dr. Jesse, let's talk a little bit again about what is going on over at American Shaman Clinics and CBD with Akasa Care. Tell us a little bit about what you can offer people over there at your wellness center.
Well, what we offer is an ear, meaning that the philosophy that we have is that we're going to listen to you. We've felt this way and have established this type of mentality ever since I've owned my own private practice. And it's been wonderful to join with CBD American Shaman and develop these American Shaman clinics to be able to basically really give a new face to medicine, a new direction to medicine. And that is, we're not going to rush you in the door and then rush you out. And unfortunately, medicine has become so corporate that it's lost the personal touch. And with our CBD American Shaman clinics and with Akasa Care, we'll listen to you, we'll find out the root of your problem, and then we'll tackle it together.
And you do take time. I mean, it's not a situation where somebody's going to have to come in and they wait for the everybody's been there. They go in the room, they sit for 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, wait for somebody to come in and see them. Somebody comes in and sees them for a few minutes, turns around, walks out, and then that's it. And you get dressed, whatever you have to do, and turn around, walk out of the clinic. That is not the kind of situation they face over at your place.
No, we call that in medicine, treat them and street them. And we don't do that. We want to make sure that you're walking out satisfied, your questions are answered. And we have actually made it easier for you to be able to get in to see us with the American Shaman Clinics and CBD. We have a concept where you can walk in, get seen right away, don't need an appointment. And this will allow us to more quickly address an individual's needs or concerns who wants to utilize CBD in conjunction with whatever else they may have going on. This complements Akasa Care right now, where we're able to go deeper into your history and what's happening and offer other services as well. The new CBD American Shaman Clinic will be a walk-in clinic as well, and it will have all of the same and similar features that we'll talk about, I know, in other broadcasts, from weight loss to stem cell therapy to hormone therapy, IV nutrition therapy. So it's kind of a one-stop shop.
Yeah, remember now, we're talking with Dr. Jesse Lopez. He's at American Shaman Clinics and CBD and his Akasa Care Center. And that is at 110th in Metcalf, right behind the Applebee's. He talked about the Leawood store that will be open, or the Leawood Center that will be open soon, 117th. And Rowan, you will oversee both clinics.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
And we have some wonderful nurse practitioners. Nurse Kelly Gonzalez is one of the nurse practitioners working in our office now, and she's just wonderful. She will listen to you, takes time with you, doesn't make you feel rushed. So we're really happy to have her on staff.
Okay, so how do you utilize CBD in your everyday practice?
Well, we really let it be patient-driven. So when the individual comes in and they may have a complaint of not being able to sleep well at night or sleep for as long as they like, maybe they're waking up and they can't get back to sleep, one of the things that we can incorporate is CBD. We typically would recommend them starting with 5 to 10 milligrams per evening, 30 to 60 minutes before bed to allow them to begin to relax. We also recommend and incorporate other aspects of good health care and mental wellness, such as maybe listening to some good meditation music or a guided meditation on YouTube to help you begin to calm and settle down. You know, what I see, and I even see this with my son, is that he'll want to go from playing a video game or being on the computer doing his homework, and then all of a sudden he has to settle down and go to bed. So we try to create a space from 9 o'clock or so where he'll begin to put things up, step back from the electronics, begin to quiet down, and actually likes to use a meditative app that they gave the kids in school to begin to utilize, which is really cool.
Wow, that is really cool. Yeah. So you really recommend find a quiet place. Some people might not even want to listen to music. Some people might want it just totally silent. Might be
exactly
their way of calming down and getting rid of everything that's in their brain at that point.
Well, and individuals don't think about preparing for sleep because it really needs to be a process that you give attention to. I mean, we give attention to preparing our food typically. We give attention to exercising. One of the most important things that we can do is sleep. And that's one of the biggest issues we hear is, Doc, I can't sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start off with CBD. If need be, we can also prescribe some appropriate prescription medications, but we try to go the natural route first. But then we also help patients look for any underlying causes that could also be causing some of the sleeplessness. For instance, in women, it could be a progesterone deficiency, which we see quite commonly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the holistic aspect where when you come in, you might present with an issue or a concern, but we just don't scrape the surface. We help you deal with it in its immediacy, and then we begin to dig further.
Yeah, and not just immediacy, but its entirety.
Yes.
Yeah, of everything that is ailing you at that point and where the underlying cause may be. You might not know. You might think, well, my job's stressful, or this is stressful, or that's stressful, or whatever. You just have to find out where it all starts, where it all begins before you can start to treat it.
And sometimes we're the last resort for
yes.
that treatment because
yes.
individuals have tried, since we're talking about sleep, things like melatonin. They've tried other prescription pharmaceuticals, and they haven't quite gotten there. So when we add in some CBD and their sleep gets better, and then we dig into maybe some of their hormone imbalances, it gets even better. And they're like, Dr. Lopez, it is so nice to come someplace that looks at the whole picture. We get that compliment all the time. They'll say, we've never had someone look into my situation so thoroughly and not just take one piece of it. And then I got to go to another doctor over here for another piece, another doctor over here for another piece. You look at all of it and take care of all of it right here.
Yeah, that's why you call it mind, body, spirit.
That's right.
Correct? Yeah.
That's why we call it regenerative health, mm-hmm. integrative health, because we bring all the pieces of the puzzle together.
We're talking to Dr. Jesse Lopez, American Shaman Clinic and CBD. There will be clinics. His is at 110th and Metcalf, right behind the Applebee's. The new one's going to be at 117th and Rowe. That'll open right around the end of October, maybe the beginning of September. And as I always tell people about this, and when I talk about the topical cream, which is just one tiny thing that you utilize, and then the water-soluble drops, I just tell them, hey, what do you have to lose by going in, talking to them, let them recommend something to you. Try that. If it works, wonderful. If it doesn't work, bring back the empty bottles, the empty jars, put it on a counter and say, you know what, it just didn't work for me, and get your money back. You have absolutely nothing to lose. That's the one thing that I can't drive home enough when I talk to you and I talk to Vin Sanders about this, about doing this. Just go in and do it. There's over 40 stores in the Kansas City Metro. There's one right around the corner from you. CBD American Shaman. Just go to Google and they're going to show you the nearest one. You could put it on your Waze app, okay, for your directions, and they'll tell you where the nearest one is to you. You just type in CBD American Shaman near me. Boom. It'll give you the closest one. So there, you don't have any excuses here, folks.
I love it when my patients are looking at me and I tell them that there's a money-back guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, you go through the whole bottle and you don't feel it works for you, bring it back, you'll get your money back. And their eyeballs are like, are you serious?
Yeah, I know.
You can't do that anywhere else once you use the product. If you use the product, you can't take it back and get right. your money back. We love skeptics. When I, you know, on the last week, I was talking about our meeting with the Wichita Academy of Pharmacists, and we had samples there. And some of the pharmacists were skeptical. And one of the gentlemen was complaining of low back pain. And I said, here, take this sample and go in the bathroom and try it right now. And he said, how long will I notice some benefit? And I said, within 5-10 minutes. And he came back to that table and he said, can I have some more samples? He said, this stuff's great. This really worked on my back. I can't believe this. And so we went with a bunch of samples, and I left with a bunch of empty boxes.
Sure. And you know, that's exactly the way you want to be. Exactly. Right. And they really want to, and the pharmacists really do want to try it out. I mean, if they have an issue or they're thinking, I'm not so sure, but I'm going to wait till I try some of this, and then we're going to go from there.
And you can go into any of the stores or come into the clinic stores, and you can try samples. You don't have to buy anything. Right. You don't have to make an appointment to see the doctor or the nurse. Just come in and try it. Our staff's happy to help you. They're well-educated. And really, that's kind of the whole philosophy of the American Shaman Clinics and CBD is really a whole family approach. We're developing or have developed a family medicine concept where individuals can't come in for complete care. You need a school physical, come on in. You're dealing with hypertension, come on in. You're dealing with aches and pains from osteoarthritis, come on in. Need some weight loss, come on in. So we're there to help with multiple issues using the best of traditional and holistic interventions to help you stay well.
Right. You call it a multi-prong approach, and that's exactly what it is. Whereas a lot of times you walk in and you see your doctor, whatever, it's one thing. You're either coming in for your annual physical, or you're coming in because you have a complaint about something that just doesn't seem right in your body. And everybody sort of knows their own bodies. Whether they want to realize what the body's trying to tell them or not is a different story.
Right.
But they know when, you know what, this just doesn't seem right. And if it doesn't seem right and CBD sounds like something that you might want to try instead of going with a prescribed medicine of some kind, and you want to try CBD first to see if that will help you, that's the perfect way to approach this, isn't it?
Exactly, and we're open to that. There are a lot of places that aren't open to that. I think more and more places will open to that, and I'm getting more and more invitations to speak to more and more physician groups and pharmacist groups because, again, this is being led by their patients, and they're wanting this, and so the physicians want to be able to help them to the best of their ability, so they want to know more about it. I'll be speaking in November to the Kansas Association of Osteopathic Physicians, to their group. I'll be a group of 150 or so primary care physicians mostly, and the list goes on and on.
And folks, when you hear Dr. Jesse talk about this, you know when the pharmacist and the other doctors are asking Dr. Lopez to come and talk to them, present the CBD argument and what it is all about and where it is and how we do this and how we third-party test it and how it is the only place to go to get it because it is third-party tested and it's, you know, it is at its purest form. It is at CBD American Shaman Shops all over the metro. That's extremely important. Third-party tested, I think, is something you can't emphasize enough.
Well, the pharmacists were pleased to hear that because they are seeing individuals, when I spoke to them last week, that are coming in with bottles that they don't know what's in it. And there are some places where the CBD is made by another company. Somebody buys it, just puts their label on it, and then puts it on a shelf. Well, with our product, and especially since it's going to my patients, if they're utilizing it, I want to know they're getting what they're supposed to be getting. And it's important to know that it's been tested for pesticides and heavy metals. And that was real important when we met with the FDA back in May. So we do test for those things as well.
Right.
And there are two in-house chemists that test those things routinely, which is very, very vital.
Yeah, they do it on a daily 24/7 basis for all practical purposes.
Every batch,
yeah,
every batch.
Every batch is done. And remember now, CBD American Shaman grows their own hemp, okay, in three different spots, in three different locations. One is in Wyoming, one's in Kansas, one's in the state of Kentucky. More will be coming as more and more states get into the CBD business here. But CBD American Shaman is out in the forefront. They're way ahead of the game. And right now they are number one and will stay number one.
And here's another opportunity for our listeners, because we are leaders in this field. We have been contacted by some major universities to do research. And so out of the American Shaman Clinic, we're going to be doing two research studies here in the very near future. One, you'll be able to download an app and keep track of your information, and it'll be an observational study, so you'll have a chance to be part of that. And the other will be a double-blinded randomized trial on a product that we have isolated regarding sleep. And so you can be part of that study as well. So how neat is that, that you can go into a place, get whatever you need tended to, and have the potential to help others by being part of a study?
Yeah, that's just incredible. And as we go along on with CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman, you're going to get all of this information. We're going to give this to you every Sunday between 7 and 8 a.m. in the morning. And remember, when Tim Grunhard and I are together for Crunch Time, 6 to 7 o'clock, wherever we are that week, during that hour, you will get 30% off all the CBD American Shaman products inside that particular store. We also have free T-shirts to give away, and so it's a great time to stock up if you want to, use the CBD American Shaman products. So it's a great thing. And Dr. Jesse, I appreciate it, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Looking forward to it. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be right back with more on CBD and You, presented by CBD American. All right, welcome back to CBD and You. Frank Bowe here on a Sunday morning here in Kansas City. And we're talking with now, as promised, with Dave DeRochers, and a former NFL player. We talked about him a little bit, from San Diego State to the Seattle Seahawks. And as he always said, in the NFL, stands for one thing: not for long. Went on to the World League, played in Canada. And I'm going to tell you something, Dave. You have an extremely interesting background: actor, TV, movies, commercials, 20 years in wealth management, and we're going to talk a little bit about what path to happy success means, which I find extremely interesting, and we will talk all about that. But number one, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. And boy, you made me sound really good. I should carry you around with me.
Oh, I don't think you need me. I think you've done just fine with that. Talk a little bit about your NFL career and then your trip to Canada, and then how you morphed it around to doing what you ended up doing.
Yeah, well, you're right. And unfortunately, when you get to the NFL level, as many of your listeners are going to know, is that it's a business, I made the protective roster list after my rookie year and started the entire preseason. And there are a couple of guys holding out, which gave me an opportunity. And I thought I was going to be there forever. And we had a couple of roster issues come up with defensive backs making poor decisions, and they needed to bring a guy in, and so I went to selling cars. And it was that quick. And so I was able to. I didn't have an agent, so there was a new league that came up. It was the World League of American Football, and I tried out for that, and I spent two seasons in Montreal playing in that league, which was owned by the NFL owners. I had a chance to play in Wembley Stadium and a bunch of B markets in the U.S. And then it came back NFL Europe. They took it off the market for a year. But I got to have some fun playing a sport. I was bigger than most, and so that's kind of what I was fit to do. And my second year out of Montreal, I had offers to go with the Redskins and the Raiders for a tryout, and I met a developer. So in the off season, you alluded to my acting, quasi acting career. I did do some stuff, and it was fun. But I also ran a club called the Roxbury in Hollywood. I was the head of security, and it was the who's who of Hollywood. We had Cher, Stallone, Eddie Murphy, Prince, you know, anybody that was anyone showed up at the Roxbury, and it was a fun time. But I met a gentleman who was a developer, and he offered me a position, you know, and I said, well, you know, gee, I'm still playing football. I'm doing pretty good. And he goes, well, what's an average offensive lineman make? And back then, and your listeners are going to really get a kick out of this, an average offensive lineman was making $250,000. That's not even league minimum now. So he said, well, you can make that working for me, which made my decision very easy. I stopped playing football, and I went to work for him. Unfortunately, that didn't work out because the land values dropped in Southern California. But he also owned a financial planning firm, and I got my licenses. And as you mentioned in my intro, that I did do that for 20 years. I became a vice president of a bank, and I had a very successful run at being a financial planner. I sold that business in 2010. And then I just kind of was just kind of doing what I wanted to do. And I came across this gentleman had developed this program, The Path to Happy Success. It wasn't called that at the time. It was just pretty much a program he had put together, finding a solution to the college crisis that we're now being faced with. And kids taking up to 6 years to graduate and incurring now sitting at $1.4 trillion in student loan debt. And more importantly, not even getting a job utilizing their degree. And he started looking at the statistics, and he goes, why is this? How could this be happening? And so he started delving into the programs that are available to kids, assessments and so forth, and none of them gave a clear, concise path, a collegiate or a career path.
Right.
And so he came up with this process. And the whole idea is to, I don't know if you've read the book by Stephen R. Covey, Seven Habits to Highly Effective People, but one of the chapters is begin with an end in mind. Know what you want to achieve, and then you got to figure out how to get there. Well, what a program does is it uses every intrinsic characteristic a young person has, and that is personality, which most assessments are personality driven. It tells you what you love, okay? Well, if you don't know what you're good at, you're only getting half the equation. And so our program utilizes both, which is personality for love, aptitude, which is for what you're good at. And then we teach the kids in those specific vocations that of both of those categories, where are the jobs and how much education do you need? How much will you actually earn? And is there going to be a job in 6 to 10 years? Because here's the biggest number. 2010 to 2020, 19 million people will have earned a degree. The problem is that there's only 7 million jobs requiring one.
Wow.
So that's why 70% of the people are in jobs that are dissatisfied, they're underemployed, and they're not utilizing all of the time and effort and money to attain a degree. They're not utilizing it. So that's why it's so important now. And then the rest of our program is utilizing interests, preferences, and traits. And so, as I mentioned, use every intrinsic characteristic that's important to you to figure out what you're going to be most highest chance of being successful and, more importantly, love doing for the next 30 years.
Man, that's that's an incredible deal. We're talking with Dave DeRocher, former NFL player. We're going to talk to him a little bit about CBD and how he's doing physically. But right now, he's the vice president of Path to Happy Success. And I told you before we went on here this morning, I have a son who's a plumber. Okay. And he runs a crew and the whole thing back here in the KC area. And then I have other kids who have their college degrees and work in what you would call white collar jobs, you know. And basically, he makes more money than all the other ones combined. So that is a way for people. And we talked a little bit about the electricians. Give us that fact you had.
So, yeah, as we were speaking about that, the one thing that resonated with me is a statistic that I just came across, and that is that 80% of all electricians are aged 55 or older. That means there's going to be a huge opportunity for young people to learn the trade, whether it be through a labor union or on their own in their own business, because electricians do very well for themselves. And what we're seeing is a huge transition or migration of kids wanting to go to college because of all the negative connotations. And folks, it's not the college's fault. The colleges, you know, when I was a kid, they weren't calling me to go there. My parents told me to go because that used to work. So the colleges are providing a vehicle for you to get your degree. But the problem is that today, as I mentioned earlier, there's just not as much of a need for degrees, or there's too many people attaining them for the number of jobs available. So the trade and certification and that kind of thing are a big push. And our program, like I said, doesn't help you determine a major. It helps you to determine the career in order for you to sit down with a college counselor to figure out where, you know, what you should major in to be successful there. So our program, if you're meant to be an electrician or a mechanic or to work in the Department of Forestry, that will resonate based on all of those intrinsic characteristics.
Wow.
And one step further is that we have another program that's going to touch our viewers. It's a career transition program. So for the people that are trying to change jobs, like, for instance, I would have loved to have had it so I didn't go sell cars. I would have known what to do when I got released.
Right.
Because there's two types of NFL players, those that have been released or those that will be released. So, you got to have a game plan. But we work a lot with vets. We work with the Veterans Chamber of Commerce, and we work with a number of vets to help them transition from service to civilian life, give them a game plan so, you know, they don't squander their GI Bill and they have an idea of what courses they should be taking or what career move or trade they should transition to.
We're talking with Dave DeRosiers, former NFL player. He is now the vice president of Path to Happy Success. Now, the if you want to get on there, it is Path, P-A-T-H, to the number. Happy is H-A-P-P-I, success. But I think no matter which way you pound in your computer and go to Google and look it up, if you put Path to Happy Success, it's going to come up no matter basically how you spell it. And it is really interesting in what you just brought up too, the transition of adults who have been in a certain career for a period of time. And you know as well as I do, Dave, how many people you talk to every day go, "Oh, I hate my job. I just don't want. I just don't want to go in there. Oh, I don't want to go in there today." And you've got those people, instead of having a lifetime of misery going in day after day for that entire period of time, they have a chance here if they can go to Path to Happy Success to try to figure out something else as they go along.
70 million people right now, and that's on the low side as far as, you know, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and percentages of the people that are dissatisfied. And 30% of people are currently employed, so about 30 million people hate their job. But they feel trapped. They don't know where to go. So let me do this, too, and this is just off the cuff, and I'll make sure that it's in place. Is that all your listeners, I want to offer a discount. So if you go to our website, Frank has stated what it is. It's www.path2happysuccess. It's P-A-T-H-2, the number 2, happy, H-A-P-P-I, and then success.com. And we'll give you $100 off. Just put CBD100S for the student program and CBD100C for the career transition program, and we'll give you $100 off.
Okay, CBD100, what was the first
CBD,
one?
CBD, yep. CBD100S is in Sam.
Sam, okay.
And CBD100C as in Charlie.
As in Charlie. Okay, good. So one will be for the, like a high school student, and the other would be for more of a transition, correct?
Right.
Okay. Right. All right. That Dave, that's awesome. We'll definitely get that out. Hopefully you'll hear from some people. And I think a lot of this, in a lot of what you tell these people, a lot of it comes from athletics, because one of the things you talk about is failure's not a step, is a stepping stone, and never give up your dreams, which to never give up is always, you know, an athletic type thing. But failure is a stepping stone, is something a lot of people have to really understand in order to make it in life.
Right. Well, I share a quick story. And when I was my junior year at San Diego State, and I had, you know, earned a starting position, and we were playing against BYU, and I walked up to the line of scrimmage, and I was playing against Sean Knight, who ended up being a first round draft pick back in '88, and I looked up, and I'm 6'7", I was 6'7", 300 pounds, and I looked up, you know, and I don't look up to people, so Sean was huge. His neck stuck out of his helmet, and I'm like, holy smokes, you know. And so Sean put it to me for the first four series. It was just, I knew it was going bad, but here's the indication, is that the fifth series, I went to go onto the field, and my coach grabbed me by the collar, and my O-line coach, and he said, son, he goes, look, you're embarrassing me, you're embarrassing your parents, and you're embarrassing yourself. And I'm thinking, okay, I knew it wasn't going well, but so he goes, get this series out, and you decide if you're gonna play. And so that's pretty much failure. I mean, yeah. you're not getting it done. And as a young man, and I had a good couple minutes to sit there and decide, am I going to fold up tents and quit, or am I going to go do this? And I said to myself, I said, no, I deserve to be out there. But here was a learning point for me, is that I couldn't go back out there and do the same thing I was doing because it wasn't working. So just like in business, right? I mean, sometimes business or life is going to kick your butt, and when you go back in, you better have changed and be willing to do something different to achieve, of course, that better result, right? And I didn't realize it at the time, but I realized it, and I did. I ended up getting lineman of the game because I started cutting him. I'm thinking, okay, he's tall. He doesn't want me around his knees. I wouldn't want anyone around mine. And then I started changing things up on him. And it was successful. So those kind of things, yeah, failure, you learn perseverance, and you learn a lot of things through failure. And, of course, just strength and grit and those types of things. So
there you are, folks. There's a Dave DeRocher lesson in life. Failure is a stepping stone. And don't forget, path to happy success, path to the number happy, HAPPI success. Dave's going to give you $100 off if you're a high school student. You want to go through the process. It's CBD 100S, and if you're making a transition as an adult, it's CBD 100C for path to happy success. Dave, let's transition a little bit here to this. Is program is CBD and You, brought to you by CBD right. American Shaman. Talk to me a little bit about how you've been using CBD and what kind of success you're finding with that.
Well, all honesty, right? Everything, all cards on the table. I didn't believe in it when I'd been hearing about it for however long. I always figured it was the way that marijuana guys could get people into using their product and saying that it was for pain. And well, because I'd never done it, and that's just and I'm hearing that from a lot of people as I talk to folks, is that it's just they weren't sure what it was all about. Everybody's heard about it, but not many people have really used it. So when it was presented to me through our group, we have a group of ex-NFL players, the Pro Players Elite Network, that was founded by Brad Leggett. He contacted me and said, hey, Dave, would you be interested? I said, well, you got to give me some samples. I've got to see if this stuff actually even works. And so he did. And being an ex-NFL athlete, I have aches and pains. I've had surgery. I've had issues. I was given pain medication. I was hooked on pain medication for a period. And one thing that I said is that I don't care how bad it hurts, I will never take that stuff again, because that is the worst thing to go through. And so I just had aches and pains. And so he gave me a few of the products. One is the topical cream. And I put it on some of my joints. I had my back go out. And I put it on my back, and literally within 10 minutes, the pain subsided to where I could stand. Like, is that nothing was wrong? Now, it didn't fix my back. It still took my back a couple of days to get back into line. But what it did is it relieved the pain to where it was tolerable, and I could go about doing things. And it's really helped with my joints. So as soon as I did that, because that's measurable, the aspects of of it helping with immune system things and that kind of stuff. And I'm no scientist, so I don't attest to things that I can't prove, but that's a measurable thing. If you put something on and pain goes away, it's working.
Yes.
And the other thing, the two other areas that has really helped me is, one is sleep. I'm 55, and so I was a guy. I'd be up two, sometimes three nights times during the night, whether just waking up or going to the restroom, whatever the case may be. And I started taking the gummies and the water soluble drops under my tongue just before going to bed, and I sleep through the night. And I've heard this now from people that I'm now a distributor for American Shaman, and people just can't believe it, and their spouses are happy, and so there's certain aspects, like I said, that just absolutely work. I'll share two more things. One was with the anxiety aspect of it. I was at a golf tournament, a charitable event. I had too much coffee and I was jittery. And in the past, that's when I would have a drink or a beer. Well, I don't drink, and I shy away from doing that kind of stuff anymore. But I was still jittery, and so I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to try the water soluble. They say it's for anxiety, and literally within 10 minutes, the shakiness, the on edge, had subsided, and had completely gone away. And I use that now because I do a lot of public speaking. I do a lot of events where I'm around people. And if I just start feeling a little anxious, I just put a droplet under my tongue and it does subside. And then I just have one success story from somebody that is using the topical cream and he had a bulging disc. And his doctor has told him that his bulging disc, he said, look, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, for the first time in over a year, the swelling or the bulging the issue you're having with that bulging disc has greatly reduced since the last time you're in here.
That's incredible.
And so those are no BS stories. Like I said, I was skeptical. We haven't tried the dog treats yet, so we haven't around.
Dave, they're not for you. Okay, the dog treats aren't for you, all right?
Well, if you ask my significant other, she may beg to differ.
Yeah, I got you. The dog is way more important. I know how that works, okay? Now, for the golf, if we can only figure out how to go 350 right down the middle, we really got something.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave. Yeah, I appreciate your time today. Dave DeRosa's former NFL players. He's the vice president. And, folks, this is great. Go to it. Path to Happy Success. It's PATH, the number 2, HAPPISUCCESS. Path to Happy Success. He's going to give you $100 off the program. Just type in CBD100S for high school students, CBD100C for adults making transitions, trying to find a better life out there and a better career for them. And Dave,
that's right.
Thanks so much, buddy. And you have definitely made the transition from the NFL and everything that you do right into an area where you're really helping people. That's got to make you feel great.
It does, every day. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I had a great time.
You bet, Dave. Thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate it. That's it for CBD and You, presented by CBD American Shaman on this Sunday morning. Chiefs Tailgate is next. American Shaman.